And now for something completely different.
Hello, Americans. Stand by for news.
Thank God I wore underwear today.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Here I come to save the day.
SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to SEP. A couple of this and that's to kick it off today. I got a Google Pixel phone this week, and I was oohing and aahing about the fingerprint recognition locking feature. Then I remembered, it's 2018, man. My fingerprint should be starting up the reactor in my George Jetson hover ship. Hashtag, maybe when we make America not 1935 again. According to new research, women are happier than men, but they're also more anxious. Of course they are. Because unlike men, women have to deal with men.
We can't live with a man who just can't shoot a man. I'm talking about men.
Make America great again. Yeah, how's that going so far? The president du jour, busy with the task of leading the world, not to mention the nation, tweeted the following this week. Alex Baldwin, whose dying mediocre career was saved by his terrible impersonation of me on SNL, now says playing me was agony. Alex, it was agony for those who were forced to watch. Bring back Daryl Hammond, funnier and a far greater talent. Yeah, let's file this under presidential eloquence somewhere between the Gettysburg Address and...
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Hashtag, the only thing we have to fear, besides fear itself, is whatever days are left of this moron. By the way, he spelled Alec Baldwin Alex, A-L-E-X. He spelled dying, D-I-E-I-N-G. Here's what we had to offer. Alec Baldwin reportedly is not at all bothered by Donald Trump's tantrum du jour. Alec was heard to mention, though, that he feels bad for the abuse that Alex Baldwin is taking.
I know. Let's have a spelling contest.
This is SEP.
Maybe you should put some shorts on or something.
With Scott Edward Phelps.
That's good. It's real good.
Here's some breaking news on the good news front. Maryland is on the verge of passing a law requiring all presidential candidates to release their past 5 years of tax returns in order to be placed on the election ballot. Now, that means Trump would be required to do so in 2020 if he wants to try and earn Maryland's 10 electoral votes. File that under Now You Talkin'.
Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Here's a bottom line kind of thing. If you take his stunning personality and character flaws and defects off the table, what sincerely remains is that he never expected to win. He genuinely doesn't have a clue about how to do the job because the United States of America is not a corporation. And this is why you don't hire failed CEOs to run a country. Hashtag governing is politics.
You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman. What's your plan?
Time for that wacky comedy sensation that's sweeping the nation, that darn Second Amendment.
That darn Second Amendment.
Here's today's top three sure-to-succeed sales techniques. Number three, start and spread the rumor of impending toilet paper shortage. TP sales, through the roof. Number two, start and spread rumor of possible hurricane. Bread, milk, and, wait for it, TP sales, through the roof. And the number one sure-to-succeed sales technique, even whisper a hint of any kind of possible but almost surely unlikely change in the American right to own any as many of whatever weapons or weapons accessory, weapons and weapons accessory sales, through the roof. If Sony had thought to put a trigger and a barrel on them, the Walkman would be a raging success to this day. A gentleman by the name of Paul Hacker, up in Canada, eh? Tweeted the following this week. Here in Canada, many of us believe we are witnessing the fall of the U.S. empire. Would a civilized country limit health care or food assistance for the poor? Leave crops rotting in the fields? destroy the educational system, target women and attempt to eliminate their reproductive rights while refusing to help resulting babies, abuse desperate immigrants, pretend to believe in Christianity while perverting and debasing its tenets, refuse to protect the earth from destruction? The world is watching. Which inspired this thought, there's one heretofore undiscussed but key talking point in the gun issue. It needs to be how to keep America from shooting itself in the ass the next time Election Day rolls around.
Ouch.
Here's today's helpful hint, number 89. Have you got a bunch of stuff you can't unload via yard or garage sale? Well, run your next sale with an NRA logo, alerting people those items are about to be banned. Bonus tip, make sure you have extra family around to work as sales staff. Hashtag like hotcakes, guaranteed. Here's a thought. Invite 50 gun-loving, gun-owning, Second Amendment zealots to your home and preach for an hour about how important guns are. Now, substitute to your TV show, talk radio, or social media site for to your home, and then wonder why no progress ever gets made. Hashtag, the choir is already locked and loaded.
Fire away.
I've been doing a considerable amount of research and reading about the Second Amendment for the purposes of a book that I'm working on. Most conventional wisdom is that the founders probably fully intended for citizens to be able to own guns. That said, does any reasonable person alive today honestly believe for a single second that if the Founding Fathers were around today, they would endorse the ownership of any kind of weapon in any amount, or that they would not move heaven and earth to prevent the slaughter of a single child? The focus continues to be on rights. The focus should be on the obscene perversion of an ancient legal standard by those who pervert it for no other reason than their damnable selfishness. And by invoking the founders in defense of that selfishness, you disgracefully dishonor those patriots who mistakenly and tragically assumed they would be handing down these guidelines to honorable people. Do them the courtesy of leaving them out of it. It's a reasonable bet they'd want to have nothing to do with you.
This is SEP with Scott Edward Phelps.
As I've told you before, in a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
Today's one more thing, Roy Moore, that bon vivant rock on tour redneck racist guy down in Alabama, who's running for the U.S. Senate, issued the following plea this week. Gays, lesbians, and transgenders have joined forces with those who believe in abortion, sodomy, and destruction of all that we hold dear. Unless we stand together, we will lose our country. Christians can no longer afford to remain silent in these perilous times, for we know that in such time men will come to be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We must fight. An appeal to the God of heaven is all that is left us. Please help me fight this battle for the heart and soul of our nation. Your financial contribution to my legal defense fund is crucial. God in heaven is all that is left us. But send me the moolah just in case God's occupied with something other than racist rednecks who can't bear living with the fact that it's not 1935 anymore. I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Till next time, be safe.
SEP.